Isaac blesses Jacob. When Isaac was old, and his eyes so weak that he could no longer see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him,
"My son."
He answered, "Here I am." Isaac continued,
"You see, I am old, and I don't know when I shall die. So take your weapons, your bow and arrow, go out into the country and hunt some game for me. Then prepare some of the savory food I like and bring it to me so that I may eat and give you my blessing before I die."
Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau went into the country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob,
"I heard your father saying to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare food for me, that I may eat and bless you before Yahweh, before I die.' Now, my son, listen and do what I command you. Go to the flock and bring me 2 fine kids, so that I can prepare for your father the food that he likes. You will bring it to your father, and he will eat it and give you his blessing before he dies."
Jacob said to Rebekah, "My brother Esau is a hairy man, and I'm smooth-skinned. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I will seem to be tricking him, and so bring a curse on myself instead of a blessing." But his mother said,
"Let the curse fall on me, my son. Only do what I tell you. Go and get the kids for me."
So he went and got them and took them to his mother to prepare food that his father liked. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of her elder son Esau that she had in the house and put them on Jacob, her younger son. With a goat's skin, she covered his hands and a smooth part of his neck, and she handed to him the bread and food she had prepared. He went to his father and said, "Father?" He answered,
"Yes, my son, who is it?"
And Jacob said to his father, "It is Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you told me to do. Come, sit up and eat my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac said,
"How quick you have been, my son."
Jacob said, "Yahweh, your God, guided me." Isaac said to Jacob,
"Come near and let me feel you, my son, and know that it is you, Esau, my son, or not."
When Jacob drew near to Isaac, his father felt him and said,
"The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau."
He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like the hands of Esau his brother, and so he blessed him. He asked,
"Are you really my son, Esau?"
And Jacob answered, "I am." Isaac said,
"Bring me some of your game, my son, so that I may eat and give you my blessing."
So Jacob brought it to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him,
"Come near and kiss me, my son."
So Jacob came near and kissed him. Isaac then caught the smell of his clothes and blessed him, saying,
"The smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the richness of the earth, an abundance of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down before you. Be Lord over your brothers, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be everyone that blesses you."
When Isaac had finished blessing him, and Jacob had just left Isaac's room, Esau came in from hunting. He also prepared food and brought it to his father and said to him, "Father, sit up and eat the game your son has prepared, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac said,
"Who are you?"
"I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Isaac trembled violently and said,
"Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it all before you came, and I blessed him, and he will be blessed."
On hearing his father's words, Esau gave a loud and bitter cry and said, "Bless me too, father." But Isaac said,
"Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing."
Esau said, "Is it because he is called Jacob and he has supplanted me twice? First he took my birthright, and now he has taken my blessing." Then he asked, "Haven't you kept a blessing for me?" Isaac answered Esau,
"I have made him your lord. I have given him all his brothers as servants. I have provided him with grain and wine. What can I do for you, my son?"
Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing? Father, bless me too." Then Esau wept aloud. Isaac then gave him this answer,
"Your dwelling place shall be far away from the richness of the earth, away from the dew of heaven above. You shall live by your sword, and you shall serve your brother. But when you win your freedom, you will throw off his yoke from your neck."
Now Esau continued to hate his brother because of the blessing his father had given him, and he thought to himself, "The time of mourning for my father is near. I shall then kill my brother Jacob." When Rebekah was told what her elder son had said, she sent and called her younger son Jacob and said to him,
"Your brother Esau is consoling himself with the thought of killing you. Now, my son, listen to me and flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. You will stay with him for a time until your brother's fury has cooled. And when he has forgotten his anger and what you did to him, I will send someone to bring you back. Why should I lose both of you on the same day?"